That's right. Back here on the morning shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game. This is The Life of Squid, brought to you by the W Sauce and New Realm Brewing Company, official craft beer partner for Kennesaw State Athletics. Hoo-da-hoo! Also, don't forget, guys, November 25th, Brown Grass Charity Classic for Pets for Vets. It'll be at my club, Eagle Watch. It's November 25th. You can sign up today. All you got to do, go to the 929 The Game webpage, Mike. Click on the events page, Rob, and click on the link to sign up today and play some golf. Be a part of Squid Nation, Mike's Mafia, and maybe play with your favorite 92.9 The Game host.
Or Rob's Rejects.
Or least favorite host, whichever one.
Such a good name. Rob, it's such a good name.
It really is. Okay. Mike, I don't like to do things, and your wife has already hijacked my segment once this week, but I wanted to give you a moment to give her a special message.
Yeah, it is my wife's birthday today, and hopefully she's enjoying some time with the kids right now, not too swamped. She doesn't have to work today, so happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Lindsay. Hope you're having a good one.
That's very
Thank
nice.
You for that.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Giving me that.
Yeah, man, from all of us at Squid Nation, because we've seen how Mike's Mafia treats you.
Yeah, she might be in the nation, actually.
We may or may not have sent a shirt to your address.
She'd do it just out of spite. There's no
I know she would. That's what I love about her. We got Arch's memory from Oakland. As an Oakland A's fan from Oakland, it's called the Coliseum. I call it Oakland Alameda Coliseum. And it's been a lot. They're moving to Vegas. But not this year.
Sacramento.
They're going to play in a AAA stadium. And the owner, John Fisher, has allowed this. Let's take a listen to what the final radio play-by-play sounded like yesterday as the game ended and Oakland won their final game at Oakland Alameda Coliseum.
It is over after 57 years of thrills, of heartbreak, but always a sense of community, of fans belonging to something bigger, something special. It was baseball. It was Oakland A's baseball that brought so many people together. There's, a profound sense of loss of Bert, and yet the memories hopefully will last forever. May those memories be a blessing.
Very dramatic, but I think that was very well done.
I agree.
By Oakland's radio.
Yep, I like that, man.
Obviously, radio is the best medium to listen to sports. And Ken, I don't want to butcher his name, but I believe it's Ken Korick. Did a phenomenal job of that. You know, I was listening, I was driving up yesterday. I went up and saw my Dr. Joe Crisman, my chiropractor. And so I go up to Buford to see him. He worked for the Falcons for years. And I was listening to the Steakhouse. And they had Buster Olney on, who's one of my favorite baseball guys. Like, I love hearing Buster talk about baseball. I think he does such a phenomenal job. And he blamed not just the A's owner, John Fisher, but he blamed all of the owners in baseball for allowing something like this to happen and for not holding each other accountable.
I blame the other 29 owners that they don't hold each other to higher standards.
Yep.
I always tell people all the time that Major League Baseball, you can't think of it as one business. It's a confederacy of 30 private businesses. And the other 29 businesses at some point should step up and say, this situation is an embarrassment. You should be staying in Oakland until you get a better ballpark deal someplace else. And we sure as hell are not going to have games in a AAA park in 2025 in Sacramento. But guess what, guys? Because these owners do not hold each other to account, that's where we are.
And I'll take it a step further. They also should hold him accountable the way him and the guy down in Miami with how they run the new owner down at the old group in Miami with how they run their teams. The fire sale stuff, I understand what a small market team means. I understand all of that. But there is a way to do business, and then there is just absolute. This is like basically running like cell phone stores are not corporate. Some of them are independent franchises.
Yeah.
And it's like grooming an employee and getting them to be your top salesman and then selling them to a corporate store so they can go make money for the bigger corporate company.
Yeah,
and then you now you
got
to restart every year, and then your customers suffer. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I Buster only nailed it, and I'm glad that he has the testicular fortitude to step up and say that when he does rely on some of these owners to get a lot of information.